Rejected. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejecting two of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's picks for the January 6th committee. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and our very own Congressman Jim Banks. I actually reached out to Congressman Banks shortly after the news broke yesterday and asked if he would join me this morning to share his thoughts on this decision, and he said yes. So with that, we say good morning to Congressman Jim Banks. Good morning, Congressman.
Hey, good morning, Kayla. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I reached out to you yesterday right after this news broke and asked you to come on and share your initial reaction to this news. So what is it? What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess I'm not surprised. I mean, when Kevin McCarthy asked me to take on this role, he called me last Friday. I thought he was calling to wish me happy birthday. Instead, he called to ask me to take on this important role. And then he announced it on Monday evening when we came back for Congress to open up for the week. And from that minute forward, Caleb, we immediately rolled up our sleeves, went to work, and started talking about what we thought the direction of this committee, where we thought it should go, and that is examining why the United States Capitol was vulnerable on January 6th to an attack when we had intelligence for 3 weeks before January 6th that something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people that we talked to, I'll tell you, yesterday, right before this news broke, I was meeting with the head of the Capitol Police Union, talking about all this, about how they weren't trained for what would happen on January 6th. They weren't prepared for it, even though there was intelligence, and they weren't equipped for it. Why was there a total systemic failure of security and leadership at the top of the Capitol Police that left the Capitol vulnerable to what happened on January 6th? And the more you ask questions about that, the more you go up the food chain and realize that at the very top of the food chain is the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who's responsible and accountable for the leadership of the United States Capitol Police. And that's not where Nancy Pelosi wanted this investigation to go. She only wanted this to be about Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
to drag Republicans through the mud and to attack the 75 million people who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day. That's what she wanted to talk about. And the more that we went down a direction that I think is most important to talk about what went wrong that allowed the Capitol to be in the situation that it was on January 6th. She didn't want to go there, which should cause every American to ask the question, what is Nancy Pelosi afraid of? She's afraid of the tough questions that Jim Jordan and I were going to ask.
Yeah, I actually said that exact thing this morning, Congressman. I said on the air that she's just scared. She's scared of you, and she's scared of Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. And to me, she just proved this is a game of win or lose, and that's it. But regardless of, you know, what I think, what overall message do you think she's sending to Americans by booting you and Jordan off the committee?
Well, she just proved what we said all along. This is a complete political exercise. It's not anything about investigating what happened on January 6th so that we can prevent something like that from ever happening again. So she proved it. She proved this is mm-hmm. all politics. I mean, we already knew Nancy Pelosi was the most partisan figure in America, but yesterday she proved it again. But Kayla, the reality of all of this is Republicans are going to win back the majority. And I think what happened yesterday means that we're going to win it back by an even larger margin. We're going to have a bigger majority after the midterm election. We're going to have an opportunity to push back and save this country from what the radicals and the Democrat Party want to do to it. That's what I'm focused on, is doing everything I can to save this country from their agenda. But I also, at the same time, I believe there are really important questions that should be answered about January 6th that haven't been answered, that they don't want to answer. And I'm not going to give up on that. Even though I might not be the ranking member of that committee, I was with Leader Kevin McCarthy last night. We're still going to have an effort on our side to demand answers to these important questions. We're not going to give up on it.
Well, I want to talk about that effort on your side. Can you explain to us what McCarthy is doing? Because he said he's now going to pull all the Republicans from this committee and potentially start his own probe. What's happening with that?
Yeah, I mean, to the first point, McCarthy said, if you're not going to take Banks and Jordan, then we're not going to participate, because we're not going to legitimize a complete political sham process by participating. So he removed all of us. If Pelosi changes her mind, we'll go back and we'll go back to work and participate in the committee. But it's obvious at this point they don't want that. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what our effort will look like yet. I think Leader McCarthy is still thinking through that, whether we build a task force on the Republican side. I mean, one thing that I was preparing to do yesterday was I had written a letter. I signed it. I was about to deliver it to the chairman of the committee, Benny Thompson, to demand that the head of the Capitol Police Union be a part of the next Tuesday's committee hearing. Because if you want to hear from someone who represents all of the rank-and-file members of the Capitol Police that can give you insight into what went wrong on that day, call the head of the Capitol Police.
Sure, yeah.
They don't want to hear from him. They made it very clear they do not want to hear from the head of the Capitol Police Union. So think about that for a minute. But if we have an effort on our side, then we're gonna amplify the voice of the rank and file Capitol Police officers who are telling us every day that something went wrong on that day and it was a failure of leadership. They're outspoken about it, and that's a story that hasn't been told yet to the American people.
Congressman, I'm way out of time, but I want to ask you this, and I'm really putting you on the spot. But if you could force Pelosi to answer just one question about January 6th, what would be that one question?
Why did they decide that it was bad optics for the National Guard to be on hand to protect the Capitol that day? And why is it that we had intelligence 3 weeks before January 6th that told us something bad was going to happen and we didn't prepare for it? It's really that simple.
Well, Congressman, I hope we all get answers to those questions. Thanks for making the time.
Podcasts by Federated Media.